If you've been enjoying this podcast and want a super easy way to support it, you can simply find me on YouTube by searching Demon Creep. A subscription is a great help. But if you want to help the longevity of this podcast, my channel offers channel memberships for as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep podcast. Hello, souls and demons, and welcome back to the portal. Have you ever been on a date for the first time and just gotten a weird feeling, only to find out that feeling was correct? Well, these next two stories deal with just that. So sit back, close your dating app, and enjoy. Tinder Nightmare, Stalker Edition. This happened to me my freshman year of college. Tinder was new, and everyone at my university was on the app. I joined to see what all of the fuss was about. Looking through profiles, I found a few guys that were really interesting, and this one guy in particular caught my eye. We will call him Walter. I swiped right on Walter and we matched. I was excited and kinda giddy because he was super attractive. He messages me and I get butterflies in my stomach. We message on the app for maybe an hour. Typical conversation is happening. I ask what he did for a living and he asks what my major was. Harmless conversation. After a while, he asked for my number so we could text instead of message on this app. I gave it to him. He seemed nice enough. We messaged back and forth for a few days. Lots of flirty conversation and plans to hang out finally occurred. By the fourth day of conversation, he started calling me babe, which gave me mixed feelings. It was cute, but also a little weird. We didn't really know each other and had never met. I ignored it and continued on with the conversation. He started saying he wanted to be exclusive and he really wanted to see me in person. He was begging me at this point to come to his apartment to cuddle and watch movies with him and his dog. I told him that our first meet needed to be in public. I would not be going to some stranger's apartment. He said I was overreacting and kept begging. I ignored him for the rest of the night. The next day he apologized and said he understood we needed to meet in public. So we made plans that weekend. The weekend came faster than I expected, and it was the day we were supposed to meet. Something just felt off, and I decided to back out. I texted him apologizing, saying my mom wasn't feeling well and needed me to come home to help her with some house chores. This made him annoyed, and he said, "Your mom is a big girl. If she needs you, she can call you. Just come over and you can leave whenever to go help her. I really want to see you and kiss you." I told him no, that I would be staying with my mom that weekend, and that was that. I only lived about 30 minutes from home, so I actually did go home to see my mom that day. After what he said about my mom, I started ignoring him, and the texts started rolling in. Text after text. "Babe, I'm sorry, please come over. Babe, I miss you. Are you going to come over?" I planned on replying the next day that I was just busy with my mom. Then he started calling me. I had a total of 45 missed phone calls within a 2-hour period. He left voicemail saying he was sorry and he just missed me and wanted me to call him back. Similar voicemails continued almost the entire time I was home. My roommate texted me shortly after I finished dinner with my mom and asked if we could go out that night. I agreed and went back to my university dorm. Suddenly the calls from Walter started to increase again. More texts, voicemails, and he started messaging me again on Tinder, asking why I wasn't replying to him. I wasn't planning on replying until I got a message on Instagram that said, "Why didn't you tell me you were going back to town tonight?" Getting this message really freaked me out. I replied to him and said, "Sorry, I've been busy with my mom. How did you know I was back in town?" he said. Well, I checked your Tinder, of course. Tinder doesn't tell exact locations, but has a within 1 mile message. This really freaked me out. And I messaged him back and said that he was really being creepy. He seriously had to be constantly refreshing my profile to see the distance change. The messages, calls, and voicemails continued. All were now him apologizing for making me feel weird about him knowing where I was. He was just worried about me. We had been texting for less than a full week. Less than a full week. I told my roommate about it, and so we decided to stay in that night. The last straw for me was getting a message saying, "Look, I'm really sorry. I'm outside your dorm with flowers and chocolates. Please forgive me." Oh, hell no. I called campus security and told them about this guy, and they never found anyone waiting outside any of the doors. I'm assuming he was in his car waiting for me to reply. I blocked him on all socials, phone number, deleted Tinder, and have never been back on since. I have seen him once out and about in the town, but he never recognized me, thankfully. Walter, if you ever read this, I'm glad we never met. Thanks for making me second guess every single guy I find attractive. Illuminati Tinder Weirdo. For clarity, I am a straight 21-year-old female. So in November of 2016, I went through a pretty bad breakup. In October 2017, I finally felt comfortable enough to try to get back into the dating world. So like a moron, I got on Tinder, and it wasn't my first rodeo with Tinder. But this was the strangest thing to ever happen to me. So towards the end of October, I met a guy named Dave on Tinder. From the looks of it, he was an okay guy. He was funny and a gentleman. Didn't ask for anything inappropriate. It seemed fine. We talked for about 2 weeks and set up to go on a date. We decided to meet in the city where he had recently moved to, which was about 35 minutes away from my house. I got to the bar to wait for him, and he was about 15 minutes late. He walked in and looked relatively similar to his pictures. Like he was always on the verge of crying, very weird. He had some tattoos on his arm, including the all-seeing eye Illuminati symbol. Trying to break the tension, I jokingly said, "Illuminati confirmed, tell me all your secrets." And he goes, "What the hell are you talking about? Don't say that kind of stuff in public." I just kind of laughed it off. And he was being really weird. He then says, "You know that people who pry are people who die." I just looked at him and I genuinely did not know how to respond. Fast forward about 20 minutes, and a couple of my friends came to the bar at my urging. I moved to sit on the same side as him so that my friends could sit on the same side of the booth. The minute I sit down, he puts his hands on my knee and squeezes. And not like, "Oh, I'm interested," but a hard fucking squeeze. I looked at him to stop and he leans over and whispers, "You have lovely kneecaps." Like, boy, what? By the time my friends left, which was about an hour into the date, he had 7 beers. It was a Tuesday. As I go to close my tab, he stands behind me and he had a boner. Full mast boner. I very quickly signed my receipt and stepped away. As I'm getting ready to say goodbye, it starts raining, and he then informs me that he walked to the bar from his house and asks for a ride home. Reluctantly, I agreed. And on the very short drive to his house, he informs me that it's not actually his house and that he is living in his sister's basement. When I finally park in front of his house, he leans over to kiss me and I try to give him the cheek. And he physically turns my head and he puts his entire tongue in my mouth. And I pulled away and this guy did it again. I finally pulled away and said, "Get the fuck out of my car." And he responds with, "I am in love with you. I knew from the moment I saw your pictures. You have to come inside and meet my sister and her husband." I told him that if he didn't get out of my car, I was calling the police. and he started tearing up and got out of my car. So weird boner Illuminati guy, let's not meet. He tried to abduct my friend. This happened about 2 years ago. I was hanging out with my friend Ivana at a bar in Manassas. It was around 9 p.m. and we were just chatting and getting a few drinks. She was telling me about a guy she'd been talking to on Tinder. She showed me his photos and a glimpse of their conversation. His name was Omar and he seemed like your average guy. He was pretty attractive. They've been talking for a few days now and haven't met up yet. She tried several times to get him to text her outside of the app, but he would give her the same excuse. I don't want to give out my number to a stranger I haven't met yet. It's a bit unusual, but totally understandable, so I told her that he's being smart. She was on looking at her phone for a few minutes and squealed. Oh my God. I started giggling and asked her, Jesus, what was that? Did he send you a dick pic or something? She laughed. No, but Omar wants to meet. I told her to go for it and if she wants, I can leave. She said, he wants me to come over to his house. I immediately said, oh hell no. She seemed to agree and continued to respond to Omar. I was now hesitant of leaving because a part of me is scared that she could change her mind. I told her to tell him to meet her at the hookah bar across the street. She thought it'd be weird to meet him with me with her. I told her I'd head over there and act like I didn't know her and just sit across from her. She just said okay and left. It was now 10:20 and it's been about 15 minutes since she left. I proceed to go across the street. I enter the hookah bar and after ordering my blueberry mint hookah, I looked around trying to find her. I saw her sitting at the table closest to the door across from Omar. I sat at the table across from them and started smiling from excitement because I found this whole thing so entertaining. I have a great view of her face and his back. Ivana seemed to be happy and laughing while talking to him. She was really cute. I got my hookah and just sat there playing with my phone. I was texting my boyfriend and telling him what was going on. While I was mid-typing, I got a text from Ivana. Amy, I don't know about this. I looked up and saw her face. She seemed pretty uncomfortable. Being the nosy-ass friend that I was, I asked, what's wrong? She answered, he keeps asking me to come home with him. I smirked and responded, oh, he's trying to get some. She wasn't looking at her phone for a couple of minutes, and I saw her stand up. She smiled at him and headed towards the bathroom. She called me. Amy, I need to fucking leave now. The smile disappeared from my face and I started to worry. She seemed genuinely scared. Whoa, what's going on? He asked me like 10 times to come over. And when I kept saying no, he laughed and said, don't make me kidnap you. He's probably joking, but I don't know. He's probably joking, but that's still creepy. Amy, what do I do? I was about to answer when I saw Omar get up and walk towards the bathroom. I thought he was just going to the men's restroom, but that's when shit got weird. He stopped right outside the lady's room and put his ear to it. Ivana, don't say anything else. He's right outside your door. At this point, I knew something is definitely wrong with this guy, and we need to get the hell out of there. He took his ear off the door and sat back down at the table. I reassured her that things are going to be okay because I was here and that we'll leave soon. Ivana came out of the bathroom shortly after and sat down in her seat. After a couple more minutes of forced awkward conversation between them, it was time to leave. I saw them get up to pay and walk out the door. I got up to pay, then left. I walked by the both of them standing at the front and just went straight to my car. I just watched them from my car, making sure she was okay. I couldn't hear anything, but from what I could tell, she seemed to be fake smiling and I think trying to leave. She pulled out her phone and I saw him snatch it. He held it in the air, laughing as she was trying to grab it back. He then started to walk backwards towards a blue car I assumed was his. She wasn't smiling anymore, and her face was clearly upset. I rolled down my window to listen, since now there are only a couple of cars in front of me. "Stop playing around, give me back my phone." "Get in the car, Ivana." "What? Fuck no. Give me back my phone." "Get in the car, now." I can see her crying now, and all I could think was, this has gone on for long enough. I jumped out of my car and called my boyfriend. I walked straight to them, and with my boyfriend's speakerphone, I yelled at him, "Give her her fucking phone and get the fuck out of here." He seemed startled and asked me who I was. Ivana was shaken up at this point, but all I could feel was rage. "I'm her friend, and I've been here the whole time. My boyfriend is on his way. If you don't give her her phone back and leave before he gets here, then I swear to God you're going to be fucked." He handed her her phone back and started laughing. I was just joking around, Jesus. He got in his car and left. I finally calmed Ivana down and let her spend the night at my place. We thought about calling the police, but we saw that he deleted his Tinder. I was upset that my dumbass didn't bother to get his license. I'm not even sure if Omar was his real name. She told me that she paid for the hookah, so we didn't even have his credit card info. I've learned a lot of things from this scary situation in my life. This taught me that unless you know someone very well, always meet in public, and it never hurts to have a friend close by. Thanks for listening to Demon Creep Podcast. Don't forget to support the podcast by following it. The best things you can do is head over to my YouTube channel, Demon Creep, and drop me a subscription and a couple of views. Sharing my podcast or YouTube channel with your friends is a great help. Remember, growing is easier when you do it together. Until next time, this is Demon Creep, signing off.